Treasure Island oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of January 19th. This week in 1976, the Beatles turned down a $30 million offer to reunite. In 1967, Leslie Gore appeared as Catwoman's sidekick, Pussycat, and sang California Nights on the TV show Batman. Marty Robbins made his debut at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville in 1953. In 1974, this week, Stevie Wonder returned to performing in London, England, 5 months after a car crash put him into a coma. Jerry Lee Lewis made his first ever appearance at Nashville's Grand Ole Opry in 1973. In 1966, Patti Boyd married George Harrison. Her middle name or nickname was actually Layla. Patsy Cline won the Arthur Gottfried Talent Scouts program in 1957, and she won it singing Walking After Midnight. Elvis Presley's second movie, Loving You, began shooting this week in 1957. In 1960, Sam Cooke signed with RCA Records. Gene Chandler made his TV debut this week in 62 on American Bandstand. In 1986, the first inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame were announced, and they were made, and they included Elvis Presley, Chuck Berry, Fats Domino, and many others. James Shep Shepherd from Shep and the Limelights and later the Heartbeats was found murdered in his car on a New York expressway this week in 1970. In 2003, Clarence Carter and Eddie Floyd were inducted into the Alabama Music Hall of Fame. 6,000 teenagers attended the first night of the ill-fated Winter Dance Party with Buddy Holly at the Million Dollar Ballroom in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, despite temperatures of 17 below and 13 inches of snow back in 1959. Bill Haley and his Comets attended the Australian premiere of their movie Don't Knock the Rock while they were on tour there this week in 1957. In 1984, Yoko Ono donated $375,000 to Liverpool's Strawberry Fields Retirement Home, the inspiration for her husband John Lennon's song. Cilla Black made her live performance debut at the Cavern Club in Liverpool this week in 1963. Prior to singing there, she was once the hat check girl. Jefferson Airplanes, Grace Slick, and Paul Kantner became the parents of a baby girl this week in 1971. They named the child God, but they later changed it to China. In the studio, Arthur Connolly recorded Sweet Soul music in 67. The Miracles recorded the tracks of My Tears in 1965. Chuck Berry recorded School Day in 57. The Byrds cut Mr. Tambourine Man in 65. The Drifters recorded On Broadway in 1963. The Beach Boys recorded Wouldn't It Be Nice in 66. Elvis Presley recorded Bossa Nova Baby in 1963. Tony Bennett cut I Left My Heart in San Francisco in 62. The Paradons recorded Diamonds and Pearls in 1960. Elvis recorded Teddy Bear in 57. Sam Cooke recorded Chain Gang in 1960. Elvis back in the studio once again in 69. This week he cut In the Ghetto. And Jerry and the Pacemakers recorded How Do You Do It in 1963. Birthdays, Phil Everly of the Everly Brothers, born this week in 1939. Janis Joplin, born in 43. Shelley Fabre is 76. Dolly Parton, 74. Dewey Bunnell from America is turning 68. Laurie London, remember, he's got the whole wide world in his hands. He was, I think, 14 or so when he recorded that song. He's this week turning 76. Robert Palmer, born in 49. Ray Anthony, 98. Edwin Starr, born in 1942. Mac Davis is 78. Richie Havens, born in 1941. Also having birthdays this week, Frank Virtue from The Virtues, born in 27. Wolfman Jack, born in 1939. Sam Cooke was born in 1931 this week. Joe Dell, 1940. Eugene Church, born in 1938. Ray Stevens is 81. Aaron Neville, 79. Jack Scott, the subject of Voice Your Choice this week on Treasure Island Oldies, is born in 1936. Sadly, he passed away on the 12th of December of last year at 83. Warren Zevon, born in 47. John Belushi from the Blues Brothers and Saturday Night Live, born in 49. Earl Grant, born in 1931. Ron Towson from the Fifth Dimension, born in 1933. Songwriter Lee Pockris, born this week in 1928. He wrote songs like Johnny Angel, Catch a Falling Star, the Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, and many more. Born in 1928. And finally, but not certainly least, Neil Diamond is having a birthday, and he's turning 79. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of January 19th. For any late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.
And now, the Treasure Island.